This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We get that there are things in business and the economy that just don't make a whole lot of sense. Believe me when I tell you we get it. That's why we came up with a new series where you guys ask the questions and we get one of our reporters or producers to answer them. It's called I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder.
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer. By brain work and blade work.
Turns out a whole mess of you have been wondering about the price of gas, how it gets set, and how much control gas stations have over it. Today's lucky winners are listeners Dave Rogers and Rick Pelton in Marketplace's Tommy Andres took them in search of the answer.
So I've got Rick and Dave here, and we're going to hop in my car and go on a virtual trip down south.
Sunshine, lollipops, and...
whose CD is this? Our first stop is a gas station in Georgia, where we meet this guy.
My name is Rob Ward.
Rob owned and operated this very gas station for 17 years.
From 1990 to 2007 in Atlanta.
Rob, our listener Dave Rogers has a question.
How do gas stations know when to raise or lower prices? I picture Big Oil calling you up and saying, raise your prices 10 cents, and then hanging up.
Oh no, they're not allowed to suggest prices. They send you a fax every day of your cost, and you base your price on your competition.
Even though a good-sized gas station can sell 250,000 gallons of gas a month, the margin on each gallon is really low.
And it's probably 4 to 5 cents now, or maybe less.
Stations make most of their money on cigarettes, soft drinks, and lotto tickets. It's all about getting customers into the convenience store. But the bait is the cheapest gas price.
Margins actually tighten when the gas prices go up.
Back when he owned his station, Rob would drive around scoping out his competition every day. But he only cared about one thing.
Stations which are on the same side as you, because typically roads are either evening traffic or morning traffic.
You could be across the street from another gas station, but not really be a direct competitor with them because of how traffic flows?
Correct.
Rob says a median might as well be an international border. But for stations on the same side, a carefully picked price can make all the difference to customers.
If you dropped a dollar in the trash can, you wouldn't care about it, but you're not going to pay 5 cents more per gallon.
Thanks, Rob.
To answer our next question, we're off to Three Lakes, Wisconsin, where this time of year, all three of those lakes are frozen.
Rainbows, everything that's...
Man, what's wrong with this thing? Our destination, the Northwoods Petroleum Museum.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to the museum.
That's Ed Jacobson, also known as Jake the Oil Guy for some reason.
Tommy, the name Ed is a terrible name. It's one syllable, it's hard to pronounce, and I've always been known as Jake.
Ed worked for Esso, and then he bought up half a dozen gas stations that he ran for decades.
So I left the business, and I missed all this stuff so much, I started buying it back. And it just got to be a collection out of hand.
Ed runs his free museum just for fun. He's got everything from derrick drill bits to vintage gas pumps to antique oil company freebies.
The museum houses at least 4,000 items.
Ed, Rick's got a question for you.
Why do gas prices end in 0.9 cents?
Yeah, we have to go way back to where the oil companies were selling gas for, let's say, 15 cents. And then the state and the federal taxation boards decided they wanted a piece of that to keep the roads going. And so they added 0.3 cents. And the oil companies and the dealers said, well, we're not going to eat that. You know, we're going to pass that on to the public.
Raising prices a penny would have been disastrous when gas was only 15 cents. But why did it stick around?
And they found out that if you priced your gas 0.1 cent below a break point, let's say 40 cents a gallon, 39.9 just looked to the public like 39 cents.
Now, you won't find 0.1 cent on your credit card bill or even on the pump for that matter. But for every 10 gallons of gas you put in your car, you pay an extra penny. And since Americans buy 178 million gallons of gas a day, that's $500 million more a year. So why do they still do it? Because they can.
People come in here and they see the price. Oh, $18.5 for gasoline. Oh, that's tremendous. I wish it was that way today.
Ed says the price of gas is the hottest topic in his museum. But there's a big misconception out there.
And if you take just inflation alone, yeah, gasoline would be about $2.20 now. But you used to get 10 miles to the gallon. And now we're averaging over 20 miles to the gallon. Nobody likes to hear that.
Thanks, Ed.
Well, after our long virtual road trip, it's time to drop off our listeners and head back home.
Happy motoring.
Bye-bye.
Might as well turn this up. I'm Tommy Andres for Marketplace.
Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is sure to come.
I'm your